You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Here are your hosts, Wally, Ray, and Will.
You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. I'm Wally. I'm your host. Ray and Will T are out. No, they left. They left the boy. They left the boy Wally. Right? They left him all by himself, lonesome. But it's okay though. We still about to do the darn thing. That's what we do in the house. We represent for the Urban Sports and All Skins. All right, thank you. Know how we do it. Will T would usually say this. Let's get into our tradition. The pregame. Here are our topics. I'll talk about the Washington Redskins winning their season opener against the Arizona Cardinals 24-6. Thank you, Washington Redskins, for beating the Cardinals. I was scared for that game, but you guys pulled it out. Thank you. And you dominated. We're gonna have Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network will join me. Finally, we'll feature our listener segment. That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. Also, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and Google Play. Just search All Skins Everything. Make sure you rate us and leave us a comment. Also, tweet us at Urban Sports Scene and hit us up on our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. But first, right now, we have Lex Diamond from Heritage Sports Radio Network on the line. What's good, Lex?
Hey, how you doing?
Everything is gravy, man. First, I don't want you to tell me about, we always talk about power. Don't tell me about power because I haven't caught it yet.
You haven't watched.
Believe me, bro, I haven't. Football has taken over my life. And then, you know, things happen, but I'm watching it tonight. I'm definitely watching it tonight.
Wait a minute. It's Tuesday, and you expect me not to mention anything about how
it happened
2 nights ago?
Lex, don't do it to me, Lex. Just don't do it. All right, put it this way, Lex. I know that Angela gets shot because I saw the spoiler like a week in advance. I saw that, but I don't want to know the storyline. I don't know. I don't want to know what happened to that point. I know she got shot.
I know that football started on Sunday, but I mean, the true power watches midnight when it comes on fan.
Uh-huh.
So, no excuse for you to blame it on football. Do you know how many football games I watched on Sunday, and I had seen power at least two or three times, and watched pregame shows, and got my fantasy lineup straight? I'm not buying it.
Lex, I mean, hey, I know, Lex, I disappointed, but I'm just telling you, man, just don't ruin it for me. This is very important to me. I gotta watch it. I know this, Lex.
Hey, listen, I'm not here to talk about power as great as the episode was, and I love the characters on there, but mm-hmm. I'm happy about the powerful characters that wear the burgundy and gold, and they showed us that we don't have to play preseason games.
Oh, I know.
We are legitimately a powerful and a very good football team. I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. I'm sorry. I'm drinking that Kool-Aid.
We're both. This is what I like about this show. I know my boy Ray and my boy Will. I mean, my boys Ray and Will T aren't here. They're not Redskin fans. We are. So I know I'm drinking the Kool-Aid too. I'm all in the hype. Like what I saw Sunday, and we'll talk about that right now. Sunday in the Redskins season opener, they defeated the Arizona Cardinals 24-6. What were your thoughts of that game?
Well, I'm gonna tell you this, man. I'm gonna be straight up, I'm going to be honest with you. When they picked up Adrian Peterson a few weeks ago, I was ecstatic.
Yeah.
Because the Adrian Peterson that I've seen the last 2-3 years still was better than the running backs we had on our roster.
Agreed.
So I was excited. And when he played in that third preseason game, and you see the explosion, I was very excited. I said, I've seen enough. I didn't want to see any more. Wait till week one. Let's show Arizona. Pull him out then, and man, they pulled him out, and he was unstoppable. And that's what I kind of, for me, the fact that Washington was more physical than Arizona on both sides of the ball, for me, that was enough to say, this is a different team.
And yeah, and like you mentioned, AP had a great game. AP had about, I want to say like 90, he had 96 yards. Yeah, about 96 yards. Had a touchdown. Also had two catches for 70 yards. I'm with you. I mean, and this is funny because I remember before AP was even a thought, like I stated that the Redskins should at least try out Adrian Peterson. Once Geis went down, I was like, they should try him out. because still with, like you said, what we saw with Adrian Peterson the last two seasons was still better than what the Redskins had in their depth chart or on their roster. So, like, bringing him to the fold, knowing that he's a motivated individual, knowing that he's a guy that you can't really doubt. This is my thing about sports and anything. You can't doubt greatness. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't doubt a guy who personified with greatness, a guy who, when people said it was over for him like a couple years ago when he blew his knee out, and then the following year he came back with 2,000 yards. You can't doubt a guy like that. So, and at the end of the day, you're getting a guy with drive. And you're putting that on a line. Now he's motivated because you have people like Shannon Sharp, Chris Carter saying this dude is garbage, this dude is done. That motivates greatness, man. You see that with players in other sports like Michael Jordan basketball, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, Kobe Bryant. When you doubt individuals who are very competitive, you get this type of output.
And I tell you, man, watching him after that fumble, just watching the cameras on him, you could see that it was burning him up.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to get back out there and get another shot at it. It was killing him.
Yeah.
And that's the competitive fire that Washington has been missing. And the fact that you got a veteran, competent quarterback to run the offense, it looked so much better.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily specifically, because I think statistically, they're very similar. But there are certain things about Alex Smith, you know, that just kind of oozes confidence. And you can kind of see the swagger. And it seems his teammates are embracing him, and they do kind of adore him more than Cousins,
the other quarterback.
He seems to be more of the guys that nobody likes.
So it gets to my second question. From what you saw Sunday, do you feel like the Skins made the right decision in terms of their quarterback?
Well, I mean, I think it's just one game, mm-hmm. but I think we don't miss anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're not missing anything losing Kirk Cousins and now picking up Alex Smith. We didn't lose anything, if that makes any sense.
No, it makes sense. I get your point.
It wasn't a downgrade.
See, I think that it definitely wasn't a downgrade. I think you saw things with Alex Smith that you didn't see with Kirk Cousins. There's things that Kirk Cousins does better than Alex Smith, but like you saw that Alex Smith, when it came to reading a defense, you know, changing the play up when you saw a different defensive look, or a guy that, like, to lack of a better term, is a playmaker. The guy, you know, was in the pocket, scrambled right, found Chris Thompson a couple times, found Vernon Davis. He's a guy that made plays with his feet, and you didn't see that a lot with Kirk Cousins. Now, even a simple thing like a quarterback sneak. When did you ever see Kirk Cousins run a quarterback sneak? You know, it's 4th and 1. Jay Gruden runs a quarterback sneak with Alex Smith, and they get it. Not to say that Kurt wasn't willing to do it. I'm just saying you didn't see that with Kirk Cousins. You saw that with Alex Smith. I just think there's certain things that Alex Smith brings to the table, and I think it's more the intangibles, more than anything, that you see that with Alex Smith.
Yeah, and I think with Kurt, you were surprised when he ran the read option that he actually ran the ball.
Mm-hmm.
You were surprised. But in this case, you have to – you know, you have to beware of Alex Smith's running ability, because he can keep the football and take it off and run fearlessly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe not reckless like a guy like RG3 or Mark Jackson, but somebody that is capable of getting you 6 to 10 yards.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much all you need. You just want to be able to kind of keep the defense on their toes. And Washington did a tremendous job. And to be honest with you, I mean, we knew coming into the season with Alex Smith he was going to go to his back, his tight end, and that's exactly what he did. And Chris Thompson is back healthy.
Yeah.
And I tell you, he is going to have an all-pro year if he can stay healthy. And same goes for Mr. Reed.
You know, I don't want you to say that name. That Jay Reed looked real good.
If he can stay healthy, he'll have an all-pro year as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the two of those guys will be unstoppable. Because think about it. They didn't use Crowder.
Mm-hmm.
They never really used the secret weapons.
Yeah.
And they didn't even really – they just maybe attempted one time Richardson on a deep on the deep post.
And he had
They didn't really use all of their offensive weapons, and they dominated the game. Because they were capable of running the football, and because that defense had to step up, had to respect AP.
Mm-hmm.
And that just gave Washington a new element. And the offensive line did a tremendous job across, you know, blocking for both for the running game and the passing game.
Alex Smith's stat line, he had 21 completions out of 30 attempts, had 255 yards, two touchdown passes, one to Jordan Reed and one to Chris Thompson. Yeah, I agree. I think when you saw a healthy Chris Thompson, you saw a healthy Jordan Reed, it just shows you that the potential this offense can have when you have those two on the lineup. Like, what can you do within the middle of the field with those two individuals? And even you saw the explosion on Chris Thompson. I was concerned because you heard reports that Chris Thompson, you know, he wasn't sure if he didn't trust his legs enough coming off that injury. But That burst, that acceleration, it was there. And Jordan Reed looked, and I know you've seen Jordan, but he looks bigger, man. Like, he looks strong and bigger.
And I'm gonna tell you, if he can play like he did on Sunday, you gotta think about it. This is the first opportunity for the two of them to kind of work together, mm-hmm. you know, in the game. And they did look pretty good. I'm expecting even more. You know, Alex Smith likes to throw to his tight end.
Yeah, exactly.
And so Reed, if he stays healthy, I think he's going to be a dominant factor in Washington's success this year, along with AP. I mean, AP looks unbelievable. And I tell you, if the coach Gruden was a one-minded coach,
he
probably would have ran AP like 35 times or 40 times in a game.
It looked like he had more of a Joe Gibbs swag to him in this game. You know what I mean? He ran Chris Thompson. He ran AP. He ran Rob. We saw Slim Rob run a little. Fit Rob, excuse me, run a little bit. Jay kind of reminded me of Joe a little bit.
Hey, he was Joe Gibbs light.
Yeah,
like. Not 100% Joe Gibbs.
Joe Gibbs
light. Yeah, something I saw with AP. AP has historically been able to kind of just run rampant and run pretty much how he reads it.
Yeah.
I think if AP kind of settled down a little bit and just kind of follow his blocker.
Oh, man, I'm with you.
He missed some opportunities.
Yeah, I'm with you. I agree. I think he missed some holes that he could have had. If he had took the right hole, he could have had easily about 150. Easily 150.
Absolutely. They ran that student body left.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that trap Washington is known for.
Yeah.
That Bill Gibbs made, you know, known to everybody around the world with John Riggins. They mm-hmm. ran that too much time, and AT, instead of just following the guard, open up,
mm-hmm.
he kind of do what he does, and that's kind of freelance,
mm-hmm.
and he went the opposite way. But once he learns how to run behind guys that are opening up super holes and just kind of follow the blockers,
yeah.
I think going to be even better than what we've seen.
Agreed.
Thus far.
Agreed.
The first game out the box, man, the Redskins' offense looked tremendous.
No, I agree. You're listening to the Urban Sports Team right now. We have Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network on the line. You mentioned the defense. The Redskins' defense played well. Who stood out to you?
I'm going to tell you, man, that defensive line, the Alabama Wall, as they're calling them, they look pretty good.
Yeah.
At first game started, I thought they were about to have problems with Johnson.
Yeah, I know. It looked bad.
Running back woes again.
Uh-huh.
But at some point, there was some adjustments made, and all of a sudden, the defense just took him out of the contest, and they kind of forced them to go with Sam Bradford. I heard one radio guy call him Sam Bradford.
Man, I know they need my man Sam Malone. He just played a great defensive team. But go ahead, continue.
But Sam Bradford, I think, I'm still trying to figure out how this guy keeps getting the job. But he looked terrible out there.
Yeah, he did.
And Washington, you can contribute Washington for that. And, you know, Josh and all those guys, they did a tremendous job. And I would give the MVP, honestly, man, that front seven, they played some football on Sunday.
So that would be like, so the front seven for you would be the MVP for the of the game?
I would give the front seven credit, man, because they put a lot of pressure on Arizona, and they stopped the run.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that's where it starts. If you can stop the star player on that team,
mm-hmm.
It did. They stopped him, kept him from making big plays, and even the linebackers. I saw Anderson made a play. You
I
know,
need a sack. I know. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's unusual. I was very, very impressed with the production of the defense, the front seven.
All right, so I mean, post this question on our Facebook page. You know, who was the who was the KD real MVP of the game. You know what I mean? Who was the real MVP? My man George said those five big O-line guys on the offensive line were the real MVPs because their dominance is how you're run for, like, that's how you run for, 182 yards and hold the ball for 38 minutes.
I'm going to say, I set my hat to the offensive line, but yeah. I think the real MVP was Coach Gruden.
I agree. That's a good one.
For a change, he kind of, he didn't get enamored with the passing game, and he trusted his running backs to make plays. He trusted Alex Smith to even run for the first down, with the quarterback sneak and other opportunities he allowed him to run. Did a great job of just mixing up the offense, which something, in the past has been, I think, one of his Achilles heels because he focuses so much on the pass. His offense is normally 70-30, and that's 70% passing and 30% running.
Mm-hmm.
I think on Sunday we saw a team that was closer to 55-45, which is something, you have to be excited if you're a Redskins fan.
No, I totally agree. So Lex, real quick, before we get to break, the Redskins have the Colts next. What do you think? What do the Redskins need to do next? What do the Redskins need to do to win that game?
Well, I think one of the things is their defense is going to have to really do their assignment. I didn't mention the secondary in this past game.
Yeah, sure, Dunbar.
I don't think they were really challenged, to be honest with
you. Yeah, I don't think so either.
Because Larry Fitzgerald, as good as he is, and he's definitely a Hall of Famer, he didn't really have a quarterback to really get him the football.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this week with Andrew Luck coming to town, Hilton and Mr. Grant, the former Redskins.
Oh, God. Jay Gruden's son? That's Jay Gruden's son.
It's going to be very interesting with the secondary. I think Josh is going to earn his money this week.
Mm-hmm.
We hope the defensive line will put some pressure up front and get us some sacks and force Andrew Luck into some bad plays. But if the offense continues to play like they did on Sunday, it's going to put a lot of pressure on Indianapolis to keep up.
See, I agree with you. I think that, to be honest with you, I think that Andrew Luck's gonna have the same problem that Sam Bradford had. Just the lack of weapons, to be honest with you. T.Y. Hilton's the only, outside threat. If you look at, who's gonna threaten who you would fear. Same thing with the Cardinals. To be honest with you, the Cardinals had more weapons because they had David Johnson and Larry Fitzgerald. But Larry Fitzgerald didn't have help on the other side of the other side. Their wide receivers are relatively green. If you look on this side, on the flip side, with the Colts, T.Y. Hilton, what running back you have to worry about? No running back. The tight end isn't scary. So you look at this situation, who the Redskins are playing. They're playing a better quarterback than Andrew Luck. I totally agree. But I don't think the weapons of Andrew Luck's gonna help him out in this game with the Washington Redskins.
Well, I mean, like you said, Andrew Luck is coming back from injury, literally the entire season, so he's still trying to get his legs back and trying to get confidence back. And it'll be interesting. I think Washington needs to start early, really get up on these guys, immediately and put pressure on him and take his confidence away from him because, being away from football for a whole year, in your mind, people aren't talking about how great you are. When you came in supposedly to be the next Peyton Manning and you literally had a whole year off and now people aren't talking about you. You're not in the conversation as the top quarterback any longer. So you kind of have to build your credibility again. And I think that's going to put pressure on Andrew Luck. And if you kind of see he was gleeful, they lost the game, he was gleeful with his performance. It's just, I guess it's being back out there with the guys.
Yeah.
I just think, with us, the success we had on the road, first game, got the monkey off our backs.
Agreed.
I think now you have to come home and show your fans that this is a real deal. We are a legitimate team. We can actually compete for that NFC East crown this year.
Yeah, I totally agree. So real quick, Lex, give me a prediction of the game.
I'm going to go with Washington. If they continue to play like they did on Sunday, I think with the balance, I think they're capable of winning another game. You remember last week I called a blowout over Arizona.
Sure did.
Guys laughing at me.
Sure did.
And I'm going to go this week. I'm going to give Washington a little bit more points. I'm going to go with 27.
Okay.
To 16.
27.
That's going to be my score.
All right.
And a lot of that, it depends on the weather. The weather could play a major factor this week. So if Washington is able to run the football, because honestly, they're going to have to run the football, especially if this Hurricane Florence is coming to town.
Oh, good point.
Many fans.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important that Washington run the football and protect the football. And like you said, Indianapolis, they don't have a running game.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to put more pressure on Andrew Luck. And if the field is wet and sloppy, as many are anticipating, it could be a recipe for disaster for Andrew Luck and the Colts.
Well, Lex, man, thanks for coming on. And we expect to have you on next, hopefully have you on next week.
Absolutely, man. I appreciate it, man. And listen,
all right.
You will be so surprised when you see what happens on Power.
All right.
When you just watch it.
All right. I'm watching after the show. That's what I'm going to do anyway. I'm watching right after the show.
Cool beans.
All right, Lex. Thanks again.
Talk to you later.
I'll talk to you later.
Thanks, man.
All right, no problem. Again, that is Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network. It's time for That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. See you after the break. It's a victory podcast. I want to say victory Monday, Tuesday, but it's victory. It's a victory podcast, man. You're listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. I'm your host, Wally. Will T and Ray are out. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Just search All Skins Everything. Make sure you rate us and leave us a comment. Also, do the same for us on Google Play. Yeah, we're everywhere. And we're on Stitcher too. So make sure you search us, subscribe to us, leave us a comment. You're going to help us grow big and be large and in charge. So make sure you do that. It's time for That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. Anytime you feel like ranting about the Skins or you have a question, call us and leave us a message. Here is the number. It's 301-799-5407. You can also tweet us at Urban Sports Scene or hit us up on our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. You heard me say it in the beginning of the show. I'm going to say it again. We will feature your comments on the show. Today's topic is the Redskins victory. First off, we have a call from my man George listening to the message.
Hello, All Skins Everything. This is George calling in on a victory Monday night, or I guess victory Tuesday morning at this point. And I just want to say, I don't think I've enjoyed a Redskin game as much as that one for a long time. They pounded it, they dominated in the trenches and pounded it out on the ground and stopped the run, and it all worked from there. Alex Smith using his legs to extend drives and making some timely throws was very nice. And the defense only had to be on the field 21-22 minutes, which was good, and they played well. And the secondary, which I was really worried about, probably outperformed expectations more than anybody else. Great game from Quentin Dunbar. He was fantastic. Long may that continue. And hopefully, and for the first time in a long time, I'm going to do what the good old Urban Sports Scene says. I'm going to put some respect on Jay Gruden's name, because he finally won an opener and he finally ran the ball. So long may those things continue as well.
Man, George, man, you're one of my favorite people, man. You always support the show. Yes, you're right. I've been saying it for a while. Put some respect in Jay Gruden's name. You're right. He did a great job coaching this game up. We've always complained about Jay Gruden being pass happy. He was stubborn with the run. Jay Gruden reminded me of an old school Joe Gibbs. They ran the ball through the Arizona Cardinals' throats. And I loved it. I loved it. That was aggressive old school football. And also, like you, George, I also thought
the secondary could be suspect. I thought Quentin Dunbar would struggle. And to be honest with you, he showed out. Dunbar, to me, was the real MVP in that secondary. He definitely balled. So I'm definitely with you. But, yeah, the game was won in the trenches. We got to give, put some respect, like you said, man. And I did say this. You're right. I wrote a blog about it. Put some respect in Coach Gruden's name because he gets all the flack. He could never win a home opener. Finally did that. Never gets his team ready. Well, he got this team ready, and they did the darn thing. So, yeah, George, I'm glad you listened. You always support the show. Now, we really appreciate you, man. Hey, no doubt we appreciate you. But I also posed this question on Facebook, and this is a group I do love. I do like this group a lot. If you're a Redskins fan, join this group, Redskins Nation Football Club. And I posed this question for folks that, you know, if they want to hit to get their comments featured on our show. You know, Kevin Durant has the meme. He told his mom she was a real MVP when he was going through the getting the MVP trophy. He said, "Mom, you are the real MVP." Well, the question was, who was the KD real MVP on Sunday? And my man Stephen Russell said the team. Yeah, it was definitely a team victory. The team definitely deserved all the credit. But Kashmir Carter said AP. A lot of people have, you know, AP balled. I mean, 96 yards, a touchdown, 70 yards receiving. That's impressive. Kenny Hart, my man Kenny, what's up, Kenny? Said AP. Tyrell said Tyrell Jones. Tyrell Jones said Chris Thompson and AP. I think that combination was deadly, to be honest with you. Chris Thompson looked explosive. I was concerned about Chris Thompson initially because you heard talks that he wasn't 100%. Man, he looked 100%. The man had this serious burst. My man Brandon Carey, what's up, Brandon, man? Said great team win. Definitely was a team win. It was definitely a team win. And he also commented, said the things that can happen with Jordan Reed on the field is amazing. Jordan Reed is amazing. I think we keep downplaying the greatness of Jordan Reed. People say they want to trade him because he's always hurt. But at the end of the day, Jordan Reed is a top five tight end. It's arguably the second or third best tight end in football when healthy. My man, Anthony Baye, I hope I'm saying it correctly, said Dunbar had a pretty darn good game. Dunbar was good. My brother would definitely agree with you. My brother gives me a hard time about Quentin Dunbar. He always hypes him up. Sent me, said Dunbar is the next big thing. And to be honest with you, he was. He was on Sunday. And shout out to my man, BJ, who does the same thing. BJ tells me, "Wally, you're bad with your scout report. Dunbar's going to be all right." Well, Dunbar showed me wrong. And I'm a Skins fan first. I'm not going to hate on somebody just to hate on somebody. Dunny balled, and Dunny did the darn thing. Carlos Turner said Alex Smith had a better quarterback rating than what his name for the Vikings and threw for more yards. Hail to the Redskins forever. Redskins football for life. Alex Smith, compared to the other quarterback, I'm not going to say his name. Compared to the other quarterback, Alex Smith holds the intangibles. He's a guy that makes winning plays, and he doesn't turn the ball over. If he has to run, he'll run, and he can do some awesome pre-snap reads. And I think we should call that it is what it is. He's a really good quarterback. I won't say great. I think the word great is thrown out there, but he's a really, really good quarterback. I will say this, though. This would be something to discuss in a future show. If Alex Smith took this team to the Super Bowl and won the Super Bowl, would Alex Smith be a Hall of Famer? That's a good question. I think that he would have an opportunity. If Alex Smith, you know, took this team to the Super Bowl, would he be a Hall of Famer? I think he would. I kind of think he would. On the flip side, I think Alex Smith would be a Hall of Famer if he took this team to the bowl. But, again, it was great doing this show. Please call in and rant about the Washington Redskins and be a part of That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Team. I mean, like, call in. Tell us if you hate something, you love something, you have a question about something, we're here for you. This is your segment. This is not my segment. This is your segment. I'm not here to break nothing down. This is your segment. So call in. Again, the number is 301-799-5407. Also, tweet us at the Urban Sports Scene or hit us up on Facebook. If you call us, it's a guarantee that it's going to be on the show. It's going to be featured on the show. Again, you've been listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia, for ages. You dig? Deuces. A mega. Do this out, big homie.